Ian Hannigan is from Lismore Park in Waterford, but lives now in Berlin, where he works as a designer and entrepreneur. Out of a combined passion for cutting-edge technology, design and a fascination with historical photos, he embarked on a project involving the meticulous colourisation of 100 stunning old images of Waterford. The result is Timeless Colours, a book celebrating the rich history of the Daisha and its people, which he published and launched here in his home city last October. Well, during his visit home from Berlin, he also dropped into the studio for Daisha Today to tell Damien all about his project.
Ian, how did this come about?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, so I mean, it came about really just, I started colourising about 4 years ago. So it's about 4 years in the making. And I started off just colourising GAA images, like Waterford GAA images for friends of mine. Just the pandemic was starting around that kind of time. And yeah, just started colourising a lot of images. And then I got really into it. I really enjoyed it. There's a great reaction out of people, you know, when they see the images in colour and, you know, it's kind of more relatable. So, yeah, that was kind of really how it got going. That's how I got going with colourising.
And just describe the book to me now for those that obviously haven't seen it yet.
So it's over 100 colourised images. So these are all black and white images of Waterford, mostly by Arthur Henry Poole. He's an amazing photographer that we had here in Waterford. He was active for about 50 years. So there's about 65,000 images that he made in general. They're all in the National Library of Ireland. It's one of the biggest collections that's in the National Library of Ireland, and some of the images are just amazing. It's such a glimpse back in time, you know, to a completely different era of Waterford. And so the book is basically rich colour, and there's historical captions with each image, and it covers 100 years, over 120 years really. And it starts in the 1840s and goes on to the 1960s. So
it's officially being launched this Friday?
This Friday in the Book Centre, 6 o'clock. So everybody's welcome. We'd love to see everyone there. The more the merrier. So, really looking forward to that. And Dr. Eugene Broderick, the historian, and he's the chair of the Waterford Civic Trust, is going to take 10 images out of the book and that he finds really historically significant, and he's going to talk about those. So looking forward to see which ones he picks.
It's the type of book, we're into October now, people might be thinking of Christmas presents. It'd make a beautiful Christmas present, it really would. The quality of the production, and well done to everybody in Merrion Press for this, but the reproduction, the colourisation, the clarity. Like there's pictures here of Ballybricken and of families.
Yeah.
There's the oyster women down below in Woodstown, the cockle pickers.
Yes.
1890. Like it's phenomenal.
It literally is.
When you're looking at the picture and you're studying them, it literally brings you back, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like it's so true what you said. So Merrion firstly just did an amazing job on the production of the book. It's really high quality. So I was thrilled when I first got my hands on it. I couldn't believe the quality. And you're right, I mean, as well about the quality of the images. So the images are, you know, were taken mostly on glass plate negatives, and they were, you know, with optical lenses and all kinds of, no digital obviously technology involved. But if you go to the National Library of Ireland, their catalogue, there's a feature there called Mega Zoom, and you can zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, and you realise how high quality these images are. They're as good as you can achieve today with digital technology. They're amazing quality. I mean, the other thing is you have to have some respect for the photographers. I mean, the equipment they were using, you know, 120 years ago, 130 years ago, and to get images like this, I mean, it's hard to believe, you know.
Yeah, we've got Blackwater Cider, 1906. Mr. T. Power Cider Manufacturer in Dungarvan overseeing the production of his famed Blackwater Cider. We've got the Copper Coast and Bon Man, the miner standing atop precarious headstocks overlooking a new pit. Phenomenal pictures. How did you get into all of this?
Yeah, so, I kind of wanted a time machine. I think we'd all like a time machine. So it was sort of as close as I could get. And I just loved the old images. And I just really wanted to have that feeling like you were just standing on the street opposite, you know, the picture with the photographer, and like to really feel like you were there. So that was the kind of thing that really drew me into it. So, and then I think the other side of it as well is that you can read about history a lot, but I think when you just see an image of the people, the actual person staring back at the camera, you know, living, you know, in living colour, so to speak. And, you know, it's just, It's powerful.
Have you always been interested in history or pictures or photography or...
Yeah, I'm a very visual person. So I'm a designer. That's my background is design. So I studied industrial design and then I've kind of worked in design most of my life. So I'm just a very visual person in general. So that's why I like the images, I think. Just really drawn to the visual image. And yeah, I love history. I love Waterford history. I was always interested in it. But I think it was only until I really got into the images that was my kind of way in, if you know what I mean, into the history. So it was through the images. And they're just, you know, I think it's worth saying, like with Poole, you know, he's from Somerset in the UK. He came here, and we're just so lucky that he did, because he took 65,000 images. You know, it's the largest collection in the National Library of Ireland. It's one of the most important collections in Ireland, in general, and it's just such a record because he took so many images that you know, it's such an amazing record of Waterford and as it was in, you know, from the 1840s on up to the Rising, and you can kind of see the before and the after of the Rising and then afterwards, you know, and you can see how things are kind of changing. And we're just so lucky we have that record.
Are you still in Lismore Park or are you Germany or what's the story?
Yeah, it's a bit further afield now. So I live in Berlin. I've lived in Berlin since 2010. So my partner, she's from Berlin, she's from East Berlin, and we met in Dublin in 1999. So I was in the UK, actually, in England, designing video games, of all things. And this was around 2007 to 2010. And then at 2010, I took the decision that I'd try Berlin and see how it went.
What's your partner's name? Give her a mention.
Suzanne,
lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, she's worth thanking because, like, none of this would have happened, really, without her. Yeah. It's her support.
And family around the Lismore Park
yes,
area?
Yes, yeah. My dad, James Hannigan, he's Jimmy, people know him as, and Eileen, my mother, they're living in Lismore Park.
Lovely. And, might be listening to this, are they?
I'd say they are. Good chance.
Absolutely. You mentioned some of the pictures at the end as well in terms of bringing it up to modern days. When I say modern, we talk about the 60s.
Yes.
Talk to me about these.
Yeah, so you know, so it comes right into the show band era, and the ones you're flicking through there, like large bottle off the shelf. I love that picture myself. But
fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, huge bottles and tiny glass. that's in Abbeyside in Dungarvan. But the picture you've opened there, that's actually my mother. So she was age 6. So that's Mam, and that you wouldn't think about that image. There's a lot of work went into that, a lot of restoration work went into that, and
Can I ask you just briefly about that? How much, like, some pictures obviously wouldn't have had to have too much work, and a lot of this is made possible with the advancements in technology over the last 10 years, and you'd know this better than me in terms of design, but like, her eyes are just they're beautifully blue. It's just amazing.
Yeah, so clear.
So clear.
Yeah, so basically, the process changes depending on the image, basically.
Yes.
But generally, the process is basically, so restoration first, so you do all the cleanup, then the colorizing. And then, so the colorizing is part machine, part person. So AI does about 70%, 80% of the work, depending on the image again. And then from there, then you have to really get in and get into really detail, kind of fine work. I wear glasses now. I didn't have glasses before I started this. I do now. And it's a lot of fine detail work. And then on this one in particular, there's actually another AI used on top, which is a facial enhancing AI. So that picks out all the little facial details. So that's probably why the eyes are popping as clearly as you're calling out there. So.
And just the little blurb that goes with it. A slightly younger portrait of my mother, Eileen Ryan, daughter of Jackie and Joan Ryan at the Cork Road, Waterford City. Eileen was 5 when the photo was taken by her uncle, Joe O'Neill. And she looks a bit like Shirley Temple. I agree on that. And then you've got the show band era here. We've got the hurlers as well. And then the show band area.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this picture, please. Are these pictures?
Yeah. So, I mean, the last one there, you're
Derek
looking
Joy
at that's the very last picture in the book. So the man on the right there is my dad. So that's how I entered the book, basically. So that's Jimmy, my dad. He's a young man. He's 17 or 18 there. And he's with his friend Jumbo, Jim Jumbo Lane. And they're all dolled up and they're at the show bands.
The Olympia Ballroom 1962.
Yeah. He hadn't even met my mother, so at this time. So it's strange to look at an image and kind of, you know, realise that he hadn't met my mother at the time.
And the previous picture then, Derek Joy's show band started life as the Swing Beats in the City, early 61. And we've got people such as Derek Joy, Jackie Power, Jimmy Foley, Michael Cahill on drums. And he's got his name on the drum
kit.
Tony O'Keefe, keyboards, Edmund Walsh, Nicholas Cahill, Noel Cahill, the three Cahill brothers. I'd say a lot of people would know those names.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the family members were in touch and they were really supportive. And it, you know, they all got copies of the image, and it was just brilliant support from them. And the other one then you looked at was the Heroes of 59, so Larry Guinan and Frankie Walsh, the famous picture. So that was one of the ones I think that was kind of a breakthrough one for me, because I did that and it did really well in general, like on my social media and all that kind of stuff. But then the Irish Examiner got in touch and they said he wants to run it in the sports section. So it was during the pandemic, there wasn't a lot of sports stories to run. So they were looking for sports stories. But they caught wind of the image and then they published it. So they published it nationally, you know, it was in the Irish Examiner and it was all over online, the sports section.
It's iconic. So. No, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Listen, well done. Thanks very
so much.
No, fair play
Thank
to you.
You.
It's so, absolutely
so
brilliant. Genuinely, it's really, really good. Myself and Jennifer saw it some time ago and we said we must have you on, and we've got four copies to give away. So congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Friday night, 6 o'clock.
Book everybody Center. Welcome. Want to see you all there.
Yeah. Everybody welcome.
Yeah,
anybody.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have a great time.
And you're happy with it.
I'm thrilled with the book. It's an honour, Damien, you know, especially because I'm away and it's my hometown. You know, it's special.